stories are the junk that's in our trunk. Our trunk, our trunk, our trunk. The junk in our trunk. Read them out.
Don't we love an anonymous source?
Oh, yeah.
An anonymous source close to. Yes. I love these ones.
Yeah.
An anonymous source close to Meghan Markle has spoken out today.
Oh, what's she done this time?
So, when she married Harry and obviously set up her life in the UK, this is before they left the royal family,
yeah,
she refused to give up her American citizenship, which is apparently meant to be a thing. If you enter the royal family, you become British. I guess it makes sense. You're representing that country. You're in their royal family. She refused. This anonymous source, now that they've set up their life over in Canada, yada, 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 has said that was because she had aspirations to go into politics.
Meghan
goes
Markle
on to say, I think if Meghan and Harry ever gave up their titles, she would seriously consider running for president. Amen.
Wowee.
First it was Kanye, then it was The Rock,
yep,
then it was Oprah. It's back to Kanye sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
let's throw Meghan Markle into the mix.
She would do it too, I reckon, and she could bloody well win.
I agree. She's very popular.
Mm.
She's very opinionated in all the good ways. She has a lot of feelings and thoughts on helping, you know, disadvantaged people. She'd have a great platform
on which
to run.
The Queen hates her though. I mean, the royal family don't like her.
Yeah, but America and England, I mean, they might be like war allies, but yeah, you know, they don't need to.
It could be a rivalry.
Scratch
there,
each other's back.
You know, well, a lot of trade between those two and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could all go.
Mate,
out the
if the Queen didn't stop Donald Trump from becoming president, I don't think she has anything to do with actually getting the votes. You know what I mean?
It is like that. It's like Donald Trump's done it now. No one's worse. No one can be worse than him.
And you can't say that anyone is a ridiculous candidate either.
You can't.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I could say I'm going to run
who
for
are like The Rock came out and endorsed. Like the Democrats, right? Everyone's just like, we're so tired of hearing celebrities talking about politics. It's like, you elected one.
You don't
have a leg to stand on anymore.
Yeah.
You elected the host of the Celebrity Apprentice as your president.
Yeah.
A hotel mogul. But yeah, so apparently because they're doing a lot of stuff about like encouraging Americans to go vote, to get Trump out of office, this sort of stuff. They obviously moved back to the States. She has a political-inspired history.
Really?
Mate.
What's suits got to do with political inspiration?
I mean, well, before that, she had a social conscience.
Oh, I mean, so do I. I want to run for PM here. I've got a social conscience.
Oh, no. Do you remember this story when it came out? When she was 11, she was infuriated. Was that word?
Infuriated.
Yep.
Oh, no. Infuriated. There we go.
By an ad for dishwashing liquid that she wrote to Hillary Clinton and Gloria Allred. She wanted the slogan change for this particular brand. That was when she was 11. So she always was like, you know, passionate and fiery and wanted to get stuff done.
I just don't know about
for
her.
For the greater good.
I've said it before. I don't know if I trust her. You know what I mean? I just get a vibe. I just get a vibe from her that's not good.
Is that from the tabloids that all say she's...
Could be.
A little bit controlled.
Oh, no.
A little bit controlled.
We love Meghan.
Do we?
I mean, I don't even know how to say her name. Meghan. I've said it 7 times just this talk break, but we like her.
Yeah.
Are there any other rumours this anonymous source has? Because that one's huge.
Big rumour.
Not about Meghan?
Just generally.
Oh.
Yeah. Seems to have a finger on the pulse.
It really
source.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm bottlenecking. You know, there's so much that they've commented on. Nothing's getting out. The little hole.
This is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
What time is it?
Showtime!
Ooh, 6:02. Happy Monday, gang.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, guys. And I finally finished The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary, and I can really get into that start of show yell now.
No, we're so over it. Yeah. It was so long ago we all watched that.
Yeah, it was so long ago. What? How many months ago was that?
Oh, my God, at least 2.5.
Yeah.
Guys, they won.
They did it. You got to Google that. They did it. Yes, they won. Well done, buddy. Good
did
on your
you
fortune.
Ever finish The Tiger King?
Yes.
Okay, good. Was that also recently?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
That was also pretty recent. He's just getting up to date.
Yeah, okay.
Soon he'll come and go, have you guys seen a movie called Avatar? It was brilliant.
Heard good things about that. They're blue, those people.
They are. And the second one's coming out soon, so you can catch up with it.
It's too much. Stop releasing things so fast, everybody.
I know, that'll be like a 3-hour film, the first one. Oh, yeah, we can't sit through a 3-hour film, not with twins.
You got to break it up. When was the last time you went to the movies?
We tried in December last year.
Oh, man.
And we were going to leave them with my dad and stepmom when we were allowed to go to Victoria. And they screamed so badly with us leaving that we couldn't leave until after the movie started. I think maybe December the previous year.
Oh, man.
Mate, you've got to drill into the children. Session times, the importance of them. Yes. I don't make the rules. The cinema makes the rules.
Yes. That's tough, man. Do you miss the movies?
Oh, yeah, I love movies so much. And I love the cinema.
Don't rub it in.
You know, it's only temporary, guys.
Oh, so true, mate.
They're not going to be tiny forever, and we get to cherish those moments of them screaming.
Yep, you get to cherish the moments of that.
You just have to leave the room every time Ducko and I talk about something we've both watched that's just come out. Like.
It gets frustrating. After about a month of it being out, you and me are like, nah, we don't care. Nah, we're just going to say
the statute of limitations on the spoilers is up.
It's done.
Yeah.
How are our weekends, though?
Oh, mate, solid. I had the most wholesome Sunday of my life. Really ticked another WOG box, boys. Got two giant terracotta urns for my garden.
Oh.
Planted the gardenias.
Oh.
I felt like such a non-nut.
On your paved front lawn, I hope.
with our marble lions.
Yes.
Oh, it was so wholesome.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Oh, so that's what we did
beautiful. For
a sunny Sunday.
Where are you going to plant the olive tree?
Well, you know what? Angus had the best idea, my fiancé.
Yeah.
Right at the front door. We've got a little alcove thing, you know, where the doorbell is.
Yep.
Pop a little olive tree there.
Sure, they shed when it comes time for them to drop.
Okay.
We'll be sweeping up a bucket of olives a day.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would look
so aesthetically pleasing walking into their house with olives.
Squishing on olives.
Yeah.
Standing on olives.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Two birds, one stone.
Yes.
All the guests who traipse through the front entryway, they squish the olives.
Yes.
Olive oil at the end.
You do have to soak them in brine, I think, for about 6 months before you can do that.
Okay.
But if
we'll
you have
get
a little,
you involved with the
if you have a little brine bucket, maybe,
yes.
that catch
so
them,
true.
And just leave them there for 6 months and then re-pour them onto your front.
All right.
And then gather up
the
olive oil.
It's all for show, anyway. It's all for the gram. You're all good.
Mate,
just take the photos of it. Doesn't matter.
Slave to the gram.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was your weekend, Ducko?
My weekend was good. Actually, Saturday was horrible because it was windy.
Oh, wasn't it?
So windy.
And it was just that bit of coldness, the last snap of winter before we really get into the good times. Apart from that, it was good. Pretty slow Sunday yesterday. Had a few drinks Saturday. Not an idiot. You
Not
know how
an
it
idiot.
Is, guys.
You only live once.
Oh, that's it. But it was good. Good weekend. You know what I mean?
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
Right now on 13 10 60, we're asking, do your kids still sleep in the bed with you?
How old? Have you tried to wean them?
Yes.
And how's it going for your love life?
Yeah. TikTok influencer, Southern Wife.
Little Southern Wife.
Has five kids in a giant bed all at once. Now, the brief times where our three-year-old twins have been in the bed with us, they can be so tiny. We're lucky to have a king-size bed, and they somehow still take up
any space
you could possibly have.
They spread out. My dog Pam sleeps in the bed with me and my partner Morgan. And she takes up all the space. Stiff arms out. Sometimes you feel a claw in your face in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a nice way to wake up.
Yeah.
That time she threw up in your bed.
Yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago. She was sick, threw up on me in the bed.
Retrain your child.
It's too far gone, mate. Prue in Tara on 13 10 60. Talk us. Is it your kid sleeping in your bed? How many? What's the situation?
Hi, yes. I have five boys and three of them are in our bed often. Sometimes it makes it very hard, but you know, my husband has to go sleep in the kids' bed sometimes because there's just not enough room.
Okay.
It's not uncommon. A friend of mine went and bought their kid a queen size bed so that he could go and
I was going to say, if the kids are young enough, they're very tiny. I've seen the size of the beds your children sleep in. You're not fitting in those. You have to bend over in double. And even then, you'd be hanging off the edge.
I can imagine like Prue's husband going to sleep in the racing car bed by himself.
With just like his knees and beyond hanging off.
I love that he's the one who's going to move as well.
Yes.
Natalie in Rutherford. Triple jinx.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Still got some kitties in the bed?
I have got three boys in my bed.
And how's what are the ages now?
It's always boys.
So the eldest is 9 and he is ginormous. My biggest problem with him is when he kicks because he's got such big bloody legs.
9, Nat.
Nine's
I mean, is that just
old.
Because he's grown up and that was a thing in your household that he's like, well, I'm allowed. I'm coming.
Yeah, and they all three of my boys, they love to cuddle me. Not so much my husband, but definitely me. Sometimes hubby ends up in another bed, but, you know, we all get sleep. So that's what we need.
It's always boys in the bed and the husband's getting booted.
Yeah.
Do you think you could get them out
Having
of the bed?
Having said that, when I was growing up, I always slept in my bed with my mum. And my mum would basically say the same thing. And when I was pregnant with my now 9-year-old, I was like, they're never going to sleep in my bed. I'm not doing that. But I definitely ate my words with that.
Yeah.
Parenting is really just a list that you compile before having kids and then slowly crossing them off of things that you said you'd never do.
Sarah's in Paxton. Sarah, have you got some kids in the bed with you?
We do have a 6-year-old every now and then, but when they were younger, we've got 4 girls. So we had 3 in there, and we constantly try and get them out. But the second oldest, who's now 11, she was sneaky, and she just come back in and sleep at the end of the bed.
Like a cat. Because
I'm awfully short, so my feet don't reach the end of the bed, and she'd just sneak in there.
Right. So you'd wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night, and she'd just be curled at the bottom.
Yep, at the end of the bed, yep.
Oh, little man. Little nest.
Just purring.
So funny.
Taylor in Maitland. Do you still have kids in the bed?
I don't. My 2 kids, they've never slept in the bed. But I actually, when I first met my partner, like 8 years ago, I was staying at his place, and I'm pretty sure he had maybe tonsillitis at the time or something. And I woke up during the middle of the night and he was gone, to find out he'd actually gone back upstairs to sleep with his mum because he was sick.
No.
How old are we talking, Taylor? No. How old was he?
Probably like 15, 16.
Okay.
So 16-year-old boy, he's having romance with you, and then in the middle of the night he's gone up to cuddle mummy.
Because he felt ill.
Well, then don't go, you know.
Mummy.
Smoochy, smoochy, spreading around your tonsillitis.
What?
It's nothing like, you know, mum rubbing your back when you're feeling, you know, ill. Taylor, did you refuse to, you know, give him the comfort that he needed when, you know, he was sick? He had to go to mum.
Well, I obviously must have. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Bitty. You want the bitty off mummy.
You know, like in your moments of weakness, you call for mummy. Taylor's boyfriend.
Did it last with him, Taylor, or?
What was that?
Did it last with him?
Yeah, we're still together where it's like, 8-9 years this year.
Has he moved
Taylor
out?
Taylor didn't have a problem with it. It's fine.
Has he moved out of home yet, Taylor?
Yes, we have.
He's not jumping into mum's bed at all?
Pardon?
He's not jumping into mum's bed at all?
Not recently, no.
Okay, good. Oh, geez, that was a wild ride. Well, Taylor.
They stayed together. It's fine.
Great.
Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
Guys, I have an unsolved mystery from 2011 that just sort of re-emerged into my memory over the weekend. And I thought, you know what? My detective mates, Nick and Ducko, might be able to solve this thing once and for all.
Okay,
so over the weekend, I was asked to contribute a video for my mate's 30th birthday. Her husband's putting one of those together.
Yeah.
Can't have the 30th party, so getting all her friends to wish her well. Mm. So I went through our Facebook friendship, our albums, our messages to try and think of things that I could reference in this video. And I came across this album from a singles party that we both went to. My mate's name's Emily, and it was hosted by a local radio station down in Melbourne, actually with Husey and Kate. Obviously Husey of Husey and Ed.
Yeah.
When he was with his, you know, longtime radio wife, Kate, they held a singles night, right?
Right.
And I won tickets, and I took Emily along. Now, technically, I maybe had a question mark over whether I was, in fact, single. I had...
So you're 100% in a relationship by yourself.
Listen, naughty thing. I had just come back from exchange in London. I'd spent 6 months there studying and I'd met an Englishman, but I'd left like 2 months ago and then come back to Melbourne. It was all a bit like, what are we doing? Are we doing long distance from halfway around the world? He may have bought flights to come in another couple of months, but it's 19. That's not a relation. Anyway, we go to the singles night.
19-year-olds in relationships.
We go to. If you're in a long distance one, I got bad news for you.
Shout out to all the guys who have agreed that they are in a relationship and found out otherwise when they arrived in Australia.
When we host a singles night, let's just ask. Yeah. You got a boyfriend overseas?
Yeah.
Anyway, we go to this singles party hosted by Husey and Kate. Actually, Ed Cavalli was there. I wonder if he remembers it. We're speaking to him next.
Yes.
But anyway, we go there and the social media people for the radio station were going around, and if you smooched and let them film it, they gave you a prize.
Okay.
I smooched some dude and they filmed it, whatever.
You're in a relationship. This is just outright cheating. This is what you've done.
I'm not. not. I wasn't. It wasn't. It was so like, are we ever going to see each other again? He literally, I didn't know if he was actually going to come. He's okay. All 19, you know, smoke up the bum.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Totally.
A lot of hot air.
Yeah, I didn't
know if he was serious. I certainly wasn't.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, no, we're getting that.
So, and this is before, like, social media, you filmed everything and put it online. Like, this was the video for the radio station. It wasn't, like, phone stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought I could get away with this because I'm with, you know, one of my best mates. Mm. I want a pro. He never needs to know, all right? The next night, I get a message, excuse me, can we Skype? And I was like, excuse me? This is from the guy in the UK. And he had the video, all right? He sent me a link to the video. And I was like, how the hell did he find this? A radio station in a country on the other side of the world. How the hell did he find this? And my, you know, 2 second smooch was like 2 minutes into the video. So he's had to sit through it all. So to this day, I don't know how he saw that. Busted me, cancelled the flight, big drama, because then he started asking me to pay for the flight because he couldn't get money back. It was a big drama.
Oh, my God.
But do you reckon, to this day, do you reckon it was my mate who came with me that night who dobbed me in?
Okay. Couple
How else could it have happened?
Couple of questions. 2011 was this?
2011.
Okay. Were tags a thing? Like, could you have been tagged in a video?
Oh, were they? I don't know.
But that's the thing. I don't even think it was on Facebook. The video link he sent me was from the radio station website.
Facebook got big in 2009, 2010.
Okay. Was I just late to the party? I didn't think it was a big thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if
even
tags
I, who am very slow on social media, was into, like, on Facebook in 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe I'm not giving this.
It's just post-MySpace days.
Is it just my own? To this day, I was like, and it really reminded me, because this is the girl I was doing the video for. And I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an unresolved issue. Should we still be mates?
Did she like the guy, do you think?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, like, what future could she see with him? He lived in the UK.
Worthington or whoever it was.
Yeah, whoever that was. Yeah, but I guess you're right. If he's overseas, what's
this? Not like she could snake him from me.
It's quite clear you didn't see a future with him.
No,
so I don't
I
know
didn't.
Why she would.
Maybe she is the best friend you've ever had because she saw the writing on the wall about what you're willing to do while he was overseas.
Yeah. Mm.
And knowing that it wouldn't go anywhere, she stopped the relationship in its tracks and it would have wasted your time, would have wasted his time and money. And so maybe she was just like, I'm going to go under
I
your
I am
going to
dob her in.
Dob her in. It'll finish the relationship. Everyone will be happy accidentally.
I mean, a simple chat to you first would have been better than that, I'd say. Just like, hey, Jess, FYI.
You're obviously not into this dude.
I didn't like what you were doing. You're not into him. But I like the elaborate plan that she's gone behind your back to a guy
Sent
overseas that
link.
She barely knows. Sent him the link. Told him the time code.
Yeah, no, because that was the thing that got me. No one sits through a random video for 2 minutes and beyond looking for evidence unless there's a whiff that there is something to see, is something to find.
And I like it that, Gilly, we've got to this conclusion that her friend is a bitch when Jess is the one that did
this.
Yeah,
that's really all I wanted to hear.
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
13-10-60, what did you do at the ring after, well, you lost somebody?
Yeah, Real Housewives of Sydney, I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here. We know her from sort of the politics arena because of her ex-husband, David Oldfield, but Lisa Oldfield is going viral this week after posting a video to her socials of her flushing the ring after she broke up with her new beau, James Laws. Little bit of controversy whether it was a birthday gift or, in fact, an engagement ring. Mm. But she flushed it nonetheless. So if you're, I don't know, in the sewers today, you might find.
If you're doing a sewer dive.
If you're doing a sewer dive.
My mates in Hunter Water.
Yeah.
Oh, at Morpeth there.
Is it under the three P's?
Yeah, it's under the three P's.
You need to get in touch with Lisa. So excuse me, we don't flush outside the three P's.
Three P's, exactly right. But if it's worth a lot of money. I mean,
do you want to flush it?
Well, the guys at Morpeth. I know. Frankie and the boys. They'll be searching through it today, I reckon.
Frankie. Big net.
Oh, yeah. Got it, boys.
All right. Go to Maitland. June, what did you do with the ring after the breakup?
Gave it back to the partner because I found out that he gave it to his previous partner before me.
Oh.
And then after I gave it back to him, he moved on, and then he gave that ring to his new partner.
No!
Oh, man.
Oh, bad juju.
It's a cursed ring.
You can't pass on rings. Oh, Jude, no. How did you find out that he had re-gifted it to you?
Because he told me that he had to get it resized from his previous partner.
He told
so
you.
So good. So good. Yes. I've had this ring a couple of times. It hasn't worked out for me now, but what's your size?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to persist with it.
Six times the charm, they say.
Oh, no. Casey is in East Maitland. Good morning, Case.
Morning, guys.
What did you do with the ring after you broke up?
It wasn't me. It was a friend of mine. So they decided that they would split the cost of the ring, much to his. He really didn't want to, but that was what they came to, because instead of spending the 20-odd grand that he said he spent, it turned out to be a cubic zirconia that he only spent $500 on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it doesn't matter the cost of the ring.
No, it
doesn't.
But
don't lie about the cost of the ring and then get it pawned.
But, like, I mean, what sounds better, the $500 or the expensive diamond?
Don't,
you know?
Tell. Just don't say.
Just don't say anything.
Don't put a 20 grand price tag on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's going to come out eventually.
Yeah, right.
Then I'll give you a tip.
Okay.
Mate of mine. Actually, I think it was my brother. Got a friend who was a jeweler to make him a ring for his wife.
Mm.
And then got it to try it on and look at it and all this kind of stuff. And then my brother just got looked at for value. And they're like, oh, this is a cubic zirconia. And then the jeweler goes like, oh, yeah, that was the demo one.
Oh, it was a demo model.
It was a demo model. Yeah, I'll definitely get you what you paid for.
Jeez, okay. All the ladies across the Hunter running to their jewelers today. Like, is this real? Fresh, I call him Minnie. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny little problems in the teeny. I dunked my biscuit and half of it fell in my tea. All my undies are in the wash. There's just too many options on the menu. Whatever's going on in your world, Hit Fam, we're always here. We've always got your back. So that's you can submit a request for advice. Nick Jess Ducko on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just slide into the DMs. Who's got in touch today, Ducko? Teeny weeny, itsy bitsy, teeny mini.
Tiny problems. well, she wants to remain anonymous.
Okay. So it's a lady, though.
It's a lady. Let's call her Shelly, though.
Oh, I love that.
Hang on.
Shell, what's going on?
I should say that Shelly did say, massive fan of the show, guys.
Thank
particularly
you.
The Incy Wincy segment. Did I add that last part in? Possibly. Who knows, Shelly? Okay, this is her issue, guys. I work at a bar, okay? This cute guy keeps coming in, and I can tell he's keen on me. But he's very shy. I don't think I can make the first move because I'm at work and it looks unprofessional. So what should I do to get him to ask me out?
Oh, and we're sure he's keen on you, Shelly. He's not just a local, not just a regular.
Not just an alcoholic. I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
she's picking up on something.
We got to trust Shelly here. We got to trust her intuition.
She's picking up on a vibe.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to dive straight in. Normally we give our own opinions first, but I want to dive straight into Christy on Facebook.
Yeah,
who has suggested that Shelly should just turn the high beams on.
Brilliant.
Now,
how does one do that on command? Can you do it on command?
That's why I want to ask, is this a voluntary thing? Yes.
I mean, she does work behind the bar. They have access to ice cubes. Maybe she can just duck below, give a little, because chill often will turn the high beams on.
Yep.
It's not a mental thing.
Just sort of flick them behind the bar.
Well,
and
she
just
can't. I find she can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably more unprofessional than just
picking up a local is the least of her worries if she's doing that behind the bar. Yeah.
But I like where our listeners' heads are at. You know
what I mean? What about Breen's suggestion, if you like the comments on Facebook? Mm. Breen has suggested go and buy the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise in it. Should get things going.
Oh.
Hey, specific.
Go
got
and
this
buy
VHS
the
for you.
I just rewinded it.
Yeah.
So we can all watch it. Yeah.
Is it on sale at JB in the $9 bargain bin? I don't know.
Wouldn't even pay $9.
Yeah.
Okay, well, 13 10 60. We're asking, have you ever done a pickup line in a bar? What's your go-to pickup line? Hit a bartender. Tom out of Wickham, can you help us out here?
Guys, I can. I've actually been cut off at a bar because I used a pickup line. I walked up to the bartender. She was very good-looking, and I said, I was kind of looking around, like a bit confused, like I was lost, and I said, excuse me, do you have a map? And she's like, a map? What do you mean? And I said, because I'm getting lost in your eyes.
Oh, brilliant. And then you got cut off. So do I need to ask how it went, Tom?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Okay. Hey, can Shirley apply that to the customer?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I had as much success once when I ordered 3 vodkas and thought I would flex my maths knowledge. She goes, that's $22. And I said, that's not divisible by 3 because they were the same drink. And she goes, what? And I said, 22, it's not divisible by 3
while the
cleanly.
Music's playing.
Yeah. It's like, what? I was like, don't worry about it, thank you.
You miscalculated my bill.
I'm saying I'm smart, I'm good at math. Gabby and Madawi on 131060, can you help out Shelley here?
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly if Shelley's like still at uni or has studied. Back at uni, my favourite pickup line was, hey, baby, are you an engineering assignment? Because I can see us spending many disappointing hours together.
Already saying the relationship's going to suck.
Yeah, I mean, set the bar low. Yeah. Only place you can go is up.
Yeah. My go-to is sometimes with baristas would have been like, they're like, do you want a sugar in that? And you go, I'm sweet enough.
But yes, 3.
I mean, my vanilla latte. And Shaz is in Whitebridge. Good morning, Shaz.
Good morning.
Do you have some advice for Shelley with this itsy bitsy teeny weeny problem?
I do. I thought, you know, if she's on shift and she doesn't know how to talk to him or ask him out while she's on shift, can't you just put him a little note with her number?
Ooh, write it on a little cocktail napkin or something. Mm. Spell it out in toothpicks.
Really complicate things. And olives and toothpicks.
Carve
and nuts.
It out into a kiwi, yes. Like he's ordered, you know, pina colada.
Well, that's probably the most.
Carve it out in pineapple or something.
Yeah.
Slip
that's not
that
bad.
Into his drink.
Or just keep giving him dirty cocktails and be like, this is my special. You know what I mean?
This is my slippery nipple. The high beams
this
are
is
on.
My high beam. That could work too. Well, I think Shelley had the most reasonable response. So I'm going to give you $100 to spend at the Exchange Hotel. Now open with live music DJs Friday and Saturday night. All yours, Shaz.
Thank you.
There we go. So hopefully, sorry, that helped Shelley out, guys.
Yes, I'm sure it.
Sure.
Sure it didn't make things more complicated.
Things into a pineapple.